Well, although going green is a relatively recent idea, sometimes the best ideas come from the past. And there are certainly some green tips from our grannies which can be passed on to the next generation. Here's Neil with some lessons for us all.
Many of us will have made going greener one of our resolutions for 2022. We all know we can make little changes in the way we live to do our bit towards the huge cause of caring for our planet. There are so many new ideas to help us with becoming more environmentally friendly. But here at Let's Talk, we know that there is a wealth of knowledge in our readers' life experiences and that many of you are happy to share and learn from each other. And although many of the developments, decisions and damage that have caused so much harm to our world have happened within the past 100 years, we all remember times past when some aspects of our lives were far greener than they are today. So we want to look back with you at lessons we learned from our parents and grandparents that we can share with our children and grandchildren to help us take a little step towards being more sustainable and eco-aware. Today, step into a supermarket and you'll find a whole aisle, often two, dedicated to cleaning products, most of them in plastic, one-use containers and contain many different chemicals. Think back to what was in your mother's cleaning cupboard when you were a child. Probably far fewer sprays and plastic bottles of cleaning fluid, and it was likely that she would know the worth of everyday household products like vinegar and bicarbonate of soda, as well, of course, good old-fashioned elbow grease. Diluted white vinegar can be used to clean windows with newspapers to rub them streak-free. It's also a useful tool in your cleaning armoury for everything from pots and pans to stains in fridges, microwaves and cups. Bicarb is another brilliant aid to keeping the home clean and smelling fresh. Great for getting rid of musty odours on furniture, carpets, in bins and laundry. And talking of laundry, a linen full of clean sheets and clothes was a source of pride and joy, with washing flapping in the breeze, far better for the environment than another load in the tumble dryer, although we cannot dismiss the usefulness of being able to get our washing dry on those rainy days. Food waste was not to be tolerated. Are you from the generation of clean plates who still feel bad about leaving anything from their meal? We can all take some food tips from the past in using our food produce to the maximum. Stocks, preserves and freezing are all great ways of using up excess. Home cooking is certainly another great lesson to share with the younger generations. If you have grandchildren, perhaps you could share some recipes that have become family favourites. We'd love to hear what legacy recipes you would love to pass on. Be your own repair shop. Cutting down on what we buy is one way to help reduce our impact on the planet. And we can do that through lengthening the lifespan of what we already own, just as our parents and grandparents did. Share your knowledge, whether it is in how to mend clothes, tools, furniture, toys. These are life skills that often we learned at our parents' knee. And if you can teach your grandchild to mend, sew and make, you will have given them something precious to use through their lives too. Good gardeners have known for generations that saving rainwater and making compost are two of the best ways to give your plot a head start. Encourage the younger householders in your family to have a water butt, or several, in their garden and to have a go at composting. There are great offers through Norfolk Recycles and Suffolk Waste Partnership websites to buy cut-price compost bins. Grow your own, even if it is a few strawberries in a pot or a root of potatoes in a bucket. Nothing beats picking fruit and veg you've grown yourself, and which you can then turn into a meal. It's one of life's simplest pleasures, and that's got to be a great reason to encourage the next generation to give it a try. And remember that you don't need a separate vegetable garden if space is tight. In fact, planting flowers and veggies together can be a great idea for encouraging pollinating insects, as well as making best use of your borders, just like the traditional cottage garden.
Thank you, Neil. And as always, our grannies are renowned for their wisdom. And we'll be hearing more about grandparents later.